Hi friends, and welcome to the Impactivity Podcast. My name is Rachel, and it's time for a check-in. When was the last time you looked at your vision? When was the last time you picked your strategies? And when was the last time that you looked at the tactics that were actually filling out those strategies? For some of you, you're cringing because it's been a little bit. For others of you, you're like, yes, I just did it. It's great. I'm on top of it. Either way, you are awesome. But I do want to encourage you to make it a regular practice to go back and look at the vision and reevaluate your strategies and work on your tactics. I know for me, sometimes I just am like, well, I have this big project and I just need to get it done. It all has to be done by this point, but breaking it up into smaller tasks just doesn't really work for me. It takes too much time. It's all in my head. I'll get it done, which is true, but also means that I have this like big thing hanging out in my head for weeks on end that I need to get done and I have to keep track of and all of that. And it can feel overwhelming at times. And so what I've learned is that it's important to go back and be able to say, hey, maybe I should break this into smaller things. Maybe I should do this in smaller increments. Maybe I should think about this a little bit more, plan a little bit more, because it might end up changing and actually making the end better if I actually took time to pause and think and reflect over what I want to accomplish rather than just like diving in. So I have a huge tendency to just dive in. So one of the words or phrases that I've been using recently to qualify my tasks is this something that I can do in one sitting? If it's something that I can do in one sitting, typically that means like 2 hours or less, then it can go on the to-do list. If it's something that's longer than one sitting, I should put it on my to-do list to break it up into smaller things. If it's something that's going to last for days, I should break it up into smaller things. Not only because it'll help me plan, it'll give me a better idea of what I want to do, but also because it gives me the satisfaction of being able to check more things off my list. And if you're anything like me, which I bet you are, you like to check things off your list. So, if it can't be done in one sitting, break it into smaller things. It's challenging, it's hard, I hate doing it most of the time. We talk a lot here about overplanning, underplanning. I tend to be an underplanner, which works to my advantage a lot, but also sends me down the wrong path sometimes. So think about it. How do you break your stuff into small enough chunks that you can get it out of your head, that you can plan, that it can be something that you actually know what you want to do and you have better clarity into the whole project, because it's going to save you a lot in the long run, plus more stuff to check off your list. Now, pro tip, manage your list well so that you don't see all of those at one time. Otherwise, that's going to feel overwhelming. Make it so only the first important things are showing up. And then when you've completed those, move on to the next. Be sure to focus, but break it down because it's going to help you a lot.